I'm Vicky Merrick. The Local Food Report's up next. And this week, guest reporter Nora Boydell found out how you can take a common plant that grows in the wild and turn it into a potluck showstopper.
For millions of years, a prehistoric flower has been getting really, really good at surviving. In the summer, you see it everywhere. Bright orange daylilies along roadsides and bike paths, cemeteries and ditches, even between cracks of pavement. They're not picky.
They're almost considered like a weed, so they'll continue spreading no problem.
That's Laura Swain, a horticulturist at the Heritage Gardens in Sandwich, where we're peering at a patch of blooming daylilies. Much prettier than your average weed, they were brought to America as ornamentals for flower gardens in the 1600s, but they escaped. Now, they grow wild from southern Florida to northern Canada.
This is one of those ones you can feel good about eating because although it's not a harmful non-native species, we like to encourage native species. So, in fact, by harvesting the flowers, you're preventing it from spreading.
That's right. Resilient, beautiful, and edible. They're native to China, Korea, and Japan, where they've been eaten for centuries. You can buy them at Asian markets or order a dish of daylily soup. But in the U.S., their food value is pretty untapped.
I love the dish we're going to work on today is a great potluck dish. Put them on a platter and bring them to a party and they're quite like a showstopper. Everyone is wowed and like, oh my gosh, it must have taken so long. But the secret is it doesn't. It's the lazy man's potluck dish.
We're going to make herb-infused goat cheese stuffed daylilies. And apparently it will only take 15 minutes. Laura got the recipe word of mouth from another horticulturist. But first, a warning. Daylilies are not actually lilies. If you ate a true lily, you could get sick. Look at the foliage. Daylilies have thin, leafless stalks that shoot up out of long, strappy foliage, kind of like daffodils. True lilies have kind of spiky leaves that follow the plant all the way up the stalk. If in doubt, don't eat it. And even if you know you have a daylily,
I would not eat like 25 at once. Try one and see how it goes just to make sure there's no adverse effects.
That's a good rule of thumb for foraging. Also, avoid plants along major highways or from treated lawns. Daylilies start blooming around June, and true to their name, individual flowers only bloom for a day. But they take turns, so the plant flowers for 1 to 5 weeks.
So we can take them all, and then there'll be 20 more tomorrow. So beautiful.
Harvesting the flowers is simple enough. Just use your fingernail to cut the stem below the flower. We pick 12, lay them in a picnic basket alongside some fresh herbs, and head to the kitchen.
If you can operate a knife, you can pretty much do this.
Laura dices chives, thyme, oregano, and bergamot to mix with olive oil and a package of goat cheese. But you can use whatever herbs you have handy. To make room for the goat cheese, you need to remove the stamens and pistils, the reproductive parts of the flower.
All those little stringy-looking things inside the petals where the pollen is held. Gather them in your thumb and forefinger about midway down the stamens. Just pull lightly and they all come out in a very satisfying crunch.
These are edible too, so Laura dices them up for a garnish. Then she fills the center of each daylily with a dollop of herbed goat cheese. And that's it. The petals fan out around the goat cheese quite expressively, and the green herbs pop against the orange. We head out to the gardens in search of taste testers.
These are okay to eat.
They're okay to eat.
I like goat cheese.
We just ate some. We're still here.
I had no idea that you could eat these.
Oh my God, that's beautiful. Can somebody take a picture of that?
Do I wrap this up?
You gotta bite it all at once.
Tastes just like lettuce.
That's the consensus. The flower tastes like a nice iceberg lettuce, but with a firmer texture. And goat cheese never disappoints.
It was actually delicious.
Stem is outstanding.
The daylily stores all its nectar in the stem, so it's quite sweet.
Seem like they're very healthy for you, right?
They are. They're like vitamin A and vitamin C.
I would be very impressed to walk into a wedding and see this sitting on a plate.
They are beautiful, but Laura is more interested in how this fancy appetizer might be used as a gateway into foraging.
It's just a great way to connect with where our food comes from and what's outside. Maybe spend 5 minutes learning the difference between a daylily and a lily and then feel a little bit more confident when you go out and can identify some edible plants that grow wild.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Nora Boydell.
I've still seen buds on daylilies around here, so I think you have a few days left to try them out. If you go to our website at capeandislands.org, we've got photos, recipes, and tips on how to tell daylilies and true lilies apart. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.